G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Audio on demand from Vision Christian Media.
Coming up today on The Story.
One of the things God taught me from a very shy, young, timid girl is that when God gives you a gift, that's all you need. You don't have to be shy. You can be powerful in that gift, and that gives Him glory. I say you can be whoever you can be. God can make it happen. And I'm a testimony of that.
The Story. The Story.
G'day, I'm Jimmy Colfax. Welcome to The Story. Well, today we have part three of our conversation with opera singer Michelle Hodgson, who also loves to teach singing as well. Michelle has been sharing with us her life journey and how she went from Melbourne to Europe after winning a scholarship for young artists when she was a young adult. She went on to live in Spain for 15 years, but her successful singing career began to unravel after a painful divorce, and she contracted a severe brain infection. During a near-death experience, Michelle received a vision from God, telling her to return to Him. After she eventually returned to health, the Lord opened the door for her to return home to Australia. And that's where we'll pick up the story today as Michelle Hodgson continues her chat with Eric Scatterbo from our Melbourne studios.
And suddenly I had the money.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a word from God, like a scriptural thing. That for I know the plans, and that scripture in Jeremiah just mm-hmm. said, I've got the faith mm-hmm. to take the big step to go home, because I'm pretty much going after 15 years going back to no home, no house, mm-hmm. no job, no anything.
Mm.
Now this was in 2019, mm-hmm. at the end of 2019, I was talking to God and saying, oh, I think I'll come back in March of 2020. And God said, not March of 2000, and I got a very strong indication from God, do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Buy your tickets.
And before COVID.
COVID.
But you didn't know.
I had no idea. End of 2019, mm-hmm. 2 weeks, I had to get rid of all my things.
Mm-hmm.
I packed everything, got it sent, getting it sent mm-hmm. to Australia. I've got my tickets. And I said to my daughter, I'm coming home in 2 weeks. She goes, mm-hmm. I'm so happy. Oh.
Yeah.
2 weeks, we got a home. When I arrived, we got a place together. We rented a home together. She was still sick.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved in January of 2020 by the time we mm-hmm. arranged everything.
Mm-hmm.
And by February, COVID started to be in the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And by March, we were in lockdown. I think it was March I was locked down. I was with my able to
in Melbourne here.
Support yeah. my daughter with the payout that mm-hmm. was provided.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to bring her to health.
Mm-hmm.
And we had lockdown together. She was not alone. I was not alone.
Mm-hmm.
So it was completely orchestrated.
That's beautiful.
Oh, my goodness.
And I suppose being locked down together.
Yes.
After being apart for so long, was a kind of a blessing in disguise.
Oh, yeah. My daughter, the relationship blossoms so beautifully.
And is she a singer?
A singer. She trained when she was in Spain with me in her youth. I trained mm-hmm. her in classical singing.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous little voice, but then it got bigger and it got higher. Mm-hmm. She was a big soprano. And then suddenly it started to move. Even while she was in Spain, she started to sing rock. Heavy metal.
Oh. And I didn't see that coming.
totally amazing. She's a beautiful girl. And when we got back together again, she was feeling better and she started singing again. And she started with a band They're looking for a lead singer, a heavy metal lead singer. And just look at her now. She's singing in Europe. She just came back from a tour from Germany. She's back in Australia.
As a heavy metal singer.
Yeah. And her name's Amariah, which is a beautiful biblical name. It was a son of two musicians, actually, would you believe? She's a girl.
Yeah.
I thought Amariah was more feminine. The name Amariah.
Oh, that's what it means.
It means the son of two musicians.
Oh, okay.
Actually means the voice of God, which is a bit potent, I think.
And she teaches singing?
She teaches singing. She's a wonderful teacher for the contemporary music. Also, I teach the classical, she teaches the contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
I do teach contemporary as well, but my forte is classical.
So you can actually get classes on how to sing heavy metal music.
Oh yes, it's very physical. It's very similar to opera. You need
that, really,
yeah. In the sense, you need the position of the voice is different, of course. You know, like vocally, opera singers have to verticalize their voice. Contemporary, I don't know how it works with metal, but they have to support the same way.
Mm-hmm.
They need to keep the voice very well supported, the same way as an opera singer would. Yeah.
So that's a little side note here. So you're suddenly back.
I'm back in Australia.
With her.
One of the things God promised me, actually, which is quite interesting, in that when the scripture I got, I know the plans for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and so on. One of the words I got in my heart was that I was going to meet a man. God's man, the man he chose for me.
Which was the longing of your heart for
I had been divorced for almost like 10 years, you know, and with this other man that was not my soulmate.
Which was a dysfunctional relationship?
It was a dysfunctional relationship. I was not myself with him. I couldn't be me. So I was back in Australia in the middle of COVID, and I was on Christian Connect. Would you believe Christian Connection?
It's an app.
Mm-hmm. And I thought I would never do that, but one of my my Christian friend from church said, "Well, it's nothing wrong with a Christian Connection. You know, you never know what God could do."
Now you have to verify that the person is.
You have to
actually,
make sure.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I asked God to help.
Because unfortunately, I've heard that. Even on a Christian dating site,
there's
a lot of fakes. Yeah, so you have to verify independent
100%. And I did see that. I was looking going, oh, this doesn't seem right, you know, some of them. But I saw my actual husband's face in the app, and I saw him, and I read his profile, and it was a beautiful story of his life. And my heart went to him so much. He's had two boys on his own, and he's raising two from a divorce as well. And I reached out to him. He reached out to me, and we went off the app after a phone call immediately. And we were coming out of lockdown. It was out of lockdown, and things were starting to be able to meet people. And I met him, and it just blossomed so beautifully. I have my beautiful husband now, Mr. Hodgson, Stephen.
Oh, well, I mean, the Lord knew your heart's desire.
Yeah. And he's just been the biggest support as a person, as a wife. That's something that I'd never really experienced, was feeling like a proper wife, you know. He's not a musician at all.
Okay, I was wondering about that.
Nothing. He loves music. He's appreciative, but he's not. And he, just so beautiful. He was able to. He was really able to support me.
And when were you married?
2023, in July, a winter wedding. So I had gone through all the COVID, dated him for a while and then we were married. And he's a beautiful soul, beautiful Christian man.
You're listening to The Story. Our guest is once again opera singer Michelle Hodgson. Today, we're hearing how she returned to Australia and returned to her faith in the Lord after having lost her way while living in Europe. We'll hear more of her story and some of her singing when we return.
If this program has highlighted something you'd like prayer for, we'd love to pray for you. Call 1-800-PRAY-FOR-ME. That's 1-800-772-936. It's a free call. Or text 0401 132 888.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Colfax, and this is The Story. Our guest today is once again opera singer Michelle Hodgson. Before the break, we heard how her life began to heal after going through a painful divorce and contracting a severe brain infection while in Europe. After returning to Australia, things were beginning to look up for Michelle. Now, here's more of her chat with Eric Scatterbo.
And are you back singing?
Yes. Yes, and my voice has changed. I don't know where, you know, voices change as you get mature in life. Mm-hmm. And I've become a dramatic mezzo, which I did sing mezzo soprano.
I have no idea what that means.
So I did Carmen, for example, which is a mezzo role. Mm-hmm. And I did, being a falcon in Spain, and my voice has blossomed now into the full mezzo soprano.
So that's a good thing.
It's an awesome thing because there's not many here, I hear. Hopefully I'll be able to be working. I haven't auditioned so much yet. Mm-hmm. I've been settling my, being focusing on church, think of life, my mm-hmm. faith, my walk, mm-hmm. my husband. Mm-hmm. And now I've been appointed the vocal coach for the Acclaim Awards, the actual Acclaim Awards that sent me to Europe.
Coming full circle.
Full circle. I'm actually raising up young artists now to fulfill their destiny and dream mm-hmm. and teaching them, preparing them for Europe mm-hmm. because it's a whole different ball game.
Yeah.
Opera in Europe is different from opera. There's a lot more opportunity to sing in Europe and there's a lot more competition. So you need to be prepared mm-hmm. With all the tradition, vocal traditions.
But also, you're a little older, a little wiser. You can give them some lessons that you've learned.
That's right. I love sharing. Well, I do have my own vocal coach studio that I teach my opera singers. And some of them, one of my girls from the Acclaim Awards scholarship, mm-hmm. who their prize was to learn with me for 6 months, which was...
You were the reward.
I was the reward. it's such a blessing.
That's a special thing.
And she's now in Guildhall in England doing studies. She managed to, with her training, to get into Guildhall, which is a big stepping stone in the opera world in her career. Another young man also trained with me for the last year and a half now. He got the scholarship twice.
Okay.
And he's now in the Richard Duval program, which is Melbourne Opera's young artist program. Mm-hmm. And he's just grown leaps and bounds. Mm-hmm. I just love seeing people grow. I have music theatre students that are growing also.
Yeah.
They're doing so well. And also church. I work with church singers to lead, as in leadership, worship leading. I do worship leading. I'm actually leading this Sunday.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, I sort of train the voices and confidence. Because one of the things God taught me from a very shy, young, timid girl is that when God gives you a gift, that's all you need. And you can rely, you don't have to be shy. You can be powerful in that gift, and that gives him glory. And so the biggest glory you can give God is whatever gift it is. If you're a great accountant, or you're a great radio presenter, or
I've heard of those things.
But God gives you the gift, and you can be the highest you can be. And I say you can be whoever you can be. God can make it happen. And I'm a testimony of that, being growing in such a weight of confidence in him to be able to stand in front. And that prophecy was fulfilled. 3,000, the Teatro del Liceo, which is the big opera house in Barcelona.
Going all the way back to your teenage years.
Going back to my teenage years, early marriage, when I got that prophecy with my husband, you will sing for 3,000 people with a big orchestra. That happened. The culmination of that was for Jose Carreras, actually, the big three tenor, one of the three tenors, asked me to sing fundraiser for anti-cancer for the Leukemia Foundation. There was an 80-piece orchestra on the stage there. There was a 300-people choir behind me.
Wow.
It was almost 4,000 people in the filled the theatre of Barcelona. And I was singing.
Oh.
And that was, and I remembered God. That was a moment that I really did see God, remember God and honoured him. And it was such a special moment with the nephew of Jose Carreras, which Sergi Carreras, and another woman from America who's a mezzo. I was doing soprano at the time. I was standing there thinking, praising God that I could be standing in that position and helping. The honour was the fundraiser. I love doing fundraising. That's what one of my loves is being able to raise funds for less fortunate people who suffer, people with depression, because I suffered that after my encephalitis, or encephalitis actually, and being able to raise funds with my voice, you know, that's my dream too.
So now looking back over your whole journey, the ups and downs,
yes,
being close to the Lord, then being far from the Lord, yes, then back.
Close to the Lord again.
What lessons do you think we can take away from?
I think the greatest overall journey. You know, as a Christian in the world, never step away in the hard times. Whatever you do, hold on to God. Don't pull away. Don't pull away from your family, your friends, your church, the close ones. I know the temptation, it's a natural reaction after a divorce or after a trauma or after a situation to pull away. Instead, reach out your hands to God. Do not let that situation cause you to stumble. And finding God again was the greatest thing ever. I have never been so happy.
Now, bad things are going to happen.
It happens. Life. That's part of life.
I mean, Jesus said, in this life, you will have troubles. But behold, I have overcome the world.
That's it.
And so when the bad things do come, we can choose how we react to them. We can't choose which bad things will happen.
No.
We get surprised
all the time. And it doesn't discern. Bad happens to the rich, the poor, whoever.
The rain falls on the just and the unjust.
There's the scripture. Yeah.
Bad things happen, but we can choose how we respond to them.
That's right. And always know that you're the one that walks away from God. God never walks away from you. That was one thing. I saw him throughout that back, as I was spiraling out of control, away from him, away from my faith, away from others that were around me. I did see flickers of God in situations. He was trying to connect, trying to call me back. There were some Christian people who would come to my house. I would send them away. Don't send them away. Whatever you do, you know. And I encourage everyone. It happens to everyone in some point of time in your life, but do stay with him. Do cling. I think there's a scripture about cling to what is good, cling to the Lord. You know,
I can't remember exactly which one, but it's in there somewhere.
All of the Psalms are about, you know, he's our strong tower.
Yes, and, yes.
You know, if only we would remember that at the point when the rubber hits the road.
Right.
That's the hard moment, but don't. And you know that, and for those who don't know the Lord, you know, I've had that experience in the encephalitis. I had no doubt. Absolutely no doubt in the existence of God. The miracle that happened when I came out of that, you know, I've seen miracles, and my grandfather was healed of cancer. I've seen miracles from God that that even the doctors could not. They say, oh, it's just an unusual occurrence. You know, it's not an unusual. You know, it's the Lord. You know, so I believe 100% without doubt, and I have faith 100% in Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear the low points that you've gone through, but so happy to hear where you're at now in a good place.
I'm in
a strong relationship with your Heavenly Father.
Yes.
And I think after all of this, I'm really wanting to hear some of your singing.
Yay!
So we need to have an appropriate song to end all of this that kind of highlights the gift that the Lord gave you. thank you so much for sharing the ups and downs of your life journey and, of course, the good news of where you're at today. Thank you so much.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much too, Eric.
And where can people go to find out more information about you?
Well, I have a website. It's in my artistic name, which is Michelle Frances Cook. So if you look up michellefrancescook.com, it's there. Or you can find me in Facebook as well, YouTube. I have some music there. Some of my experiences in the big opera houses are in YouTube as well. But you can find it in the website too.
That's the beautiful voice of our guest today, opera singer Michelle Hodgson. And she was singing both parts of that duet, one part in English and the other part in Italian. The song was The Prayer, which contains the lyrics, "Let this be our prayer when we lose our way. Lead us to a place, guide us with your grace to a place where we'll be safe." And that really sounds like what happened in Michelle's life after things kind of unraveled for her while living in Europe. God led her to a safe place after she had lost her way. And he can do the same for your life as well. Just put your faith and trust in him today. Well, that was the conclusion of Eric Scatterbo's three-part conversation with Michelle Hodgson. And as Michelle mentioned, if you'd like to learn more about her and her singing, you can go to her website, which can be found under her stage name. It's michellefrancescook.com. Once again, that's michellefrancescook.com. Well, thanks so much for joining us for this three-part series with Michelle Hodgson. It was great to hear how God worked in her life and to hear her insights into the world of opera. Until next time, I'm Jimmy Colfax, encouraging you to share your story with someone today.
The Story. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.
for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.